What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, August 17th, 2016. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on a Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, turning to the political campaign, obviously our top story every day. The Huffington Post is apparently going ballistic on the fact that Donald Trump is bringing somebody to his classified intelligence briefing who may have had some dealings with Russia some time ago. And you need to remember, first of all, we have not always been enemies with Russia. Remember when the Soviet Union collapsed, there was the glasnost, and everybody got to be friends, and Russia was considered a partner up until Putin took control of their private central bank, at which point Putin was put to at the very top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. So there's a lot of people walking around this country who've been doing business with Russia back when we were all still friends, but they're trying to make a big deal about this. You know, that, oh, he's bringing a Kremlin agent to the classified intelligence briefing. Well, guys, if he's being allowed in through the door, it means the security apparatus is comfortable that he can be allowed to have this classified information. He's probably been vetted a lot more than the people who had access to Hillary Clinton's emails. And that's just the reality there. But the Huffington Post is very pro-Hillary. They're out there engaged in all this Russia bashing. And by the way, I got to tell you quite honestly, I am really getting sick and tired of all this. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. There was a story I saw this morning. I didn't even bother wasting my time linking to it about how Russia is massing troops on their side of the border with Europe and Ukraine. Well, look at all the troops NATO is putting in there. Look at how Ukraine is trying to sneak into Crimea and Russia and commit acts of terror and sabotage. Putin is just doing the prudent thing. He understands that the West sees its economic salvation in a new world war with Russia and China. And of course, he's going to fortify his border. And as long as he's on his side of the border, he can do whatever he wants. And they're trying to spin it that this is all Russian aggression. New York Times is still out there insisting Russia stole Crimea, which isn't what happened. And they're really pushing hard for this war, and Putin knows it. And he's going to prepare for it. Anybody would. Now, Clinton's vice presidential nominee, Kane, made a little bit of a slip-up. It got caught on tape. He made the statement, white people need to be a minority. In other words, he has verified that Hillary's agenda is to make white middle-class America basically go away. And that is also part of that whole New World Order agenda of blurring everybody together and getting rid of cultural and regional identity and a sense of self, a sense of history, to make it easier to control us. They want to blur the whole world together into one gray population of worker drones. And Kane is on board with that, and Hillary's on board with that. Now, Leon Panetta, who is very pro-Israel, he's good friends with AIPAC, he's angling for a job in the Hillary administration. And so he's out there with this statement, it's time to move on from the Hillary emails to the real issues. Yeah, the emails aren't a real, we have to go to the real issues. So Panetta wants us to move on from Hillary's email server scandal, which at the very least, and even the FBI and Huma Abedin said this, was a display of reckless disregard for the security of state secrets, carelessness, confusion, recklessness. At worst, it's a replay of the Clinton 1996 Chinagate scandal in which U.S. secrets were delivered to a foreign government in exchange for donations. But Panetta wants us to forget all about that and focus on the real issues, like which restrooms we should be using, which is the signature achievement of the liberal administration we have been living under. Now, the State Department has finally agreed to turn over all of the FBI Clinton email records to Judicial Watch. And these are the emails that were uncovered by the FBI in their investigation of Clinton and her use of her private server that were not turned over to the State Department. These are the emails at issue that weren't turned over. When Hillary said she turned them all over, no, she did not. It's one of her many lies. It's one of her many perjuries. And they're being turned over to Judicial Watch. Exactly when that's going to happen, of course, is still very much up in the air. And we know the State Department had stated previously that they didn't feel these emails ought to be released before the November elections because it wouldn't be fair to Hillary to let the United States know she'd been conducting espionage while Secretary of State. It might bias the voters against her unfairly. I guess Hillary Clinton is getting really sick and tired and fed up of being accused of all the bad things she's actually done. And she wants us to forget all about those old scandals and elect her president so she can start creating new scandals. Just simple, you know, balancing the workload kind of thing here. Now, other information is coming out of Judicial Watch. As you know, several of Hillary's aides have testified under oath. They're still fighting the battle over whether Hillary herself can be forced to testify under oath, and there's no reason for her not to. Right now, she is a private citizen. She may be running for president of the United States of America, but she's a private citizen, and she does not have any special immunity from due process. But apparently, Cheryl Mills had admitted to Judicial Watch that she and Brian Pagliano, who's the IT expert who got an immunity deal over how the server was set up, and they were concerned about the Guccifer hack of Sidney Blumenthal's emails and how easy it would be for Guccifer to compromise Hillary's unsecured email system. And this all came on down before Guccifer actually got in to Hillary's email server. And by the way, he stated that at least 10 other foreign IPs were in there prowling around. So the State Department staff knew there was a risk, knew there was an exposure, and nothing was done. Nobody went over to Hillary and said, you've got to move your work communication back onto the State Department computers where we know they're going to be safe. Or maybe they didn't. Hillary just said, no, it's convenient. You know, I have difficulty managing more than one email account, which is another reason she's not really fit to be the president. Presidents have to multitask. Now, Judicial Watch also came out with some State Department records that include an email sent by State Department spokesman Brock Johnson alerting Cheryl Mills that a significant Freedom of Information Act request had been made for records showing the number of email accounts used by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. They had an advance heads up this thing was coming on in. And speaking of vice presidential hopeful, Tim Kaine, it was only in June of this year that he went on out and said that you just can't take classified information and give it to somebody with no consequences. This was on Meet the Press. We have that video on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And of course, now that he's Hillary's running mate, oh, it's no big deal, you know. Here's where we need to be paying attention to what was going on with that email server. First of all, the company that initially set up the server in Hillary's home was not vetted to have access to computers carrying classified information. Then when they moved the server to that second company out in Arizona where they had the servers in the bathroom, that company also was not vetted to work on computers carrying classified information. This violated an executive order signed by President Bill Clinton. And more importantly, these people who worked at these companies did not have security clearances. And that's a big exposure right there. It does show that Hillary Clinton exposed classified information to individuals who were not cleared to receive it at facilities and companies not cleared to be working on government computer systems carrying classified information. It was just breaking one rule after the other, after the other, after the other. Even the emails to Sidney Blumenthal are a problem because he had basically been kicked out of the Obama White House. He didn't have a security clearance to be looking at this stuff. Now, let's get on back to the polls here because Hillary's gap is starting to evaporate. And I think one of the reasons for that is they began to realize that Hillary's supporters and followers were so convinced of Hillary's eventual victory that they were starting to stay home. They weren't volunteering anymore. They weren't out there campaigning on her behalf. They're just going to sit back and say, we've got this knocked. I'm going to do something else with my time. But we know the polls are being manipulated. And in the corporate media, story out of Zero Hedge, how Bloomberg spun its own poll data to make Hillary Clinton look good. And basically, between the raw data and Bloomberg's conclusions was a huge credibility gap, hoping that Americans have a gullibility fill. And the actual raw data, even with all the push polling, was within the margin of error. Now, CNN got caught literally changing an online poll where they had a question, who would be best to handle the economy? And originally it said Clinton 34%, Trump 60%. Just 4 minutes later, it suddenly changed to Clinton 71%, Trump 21%. That great a change in just an instant's time is clear sign of fraud. Now, this poll was being run by CA Technologies, who just happens to be partners with the Clinton Global Initiative. So these so-called outside polling organizations, they're part of the problem. Reuters did a poll where they got Hillary a 6-point lead over Donald Trump. To get it, they polled 60% of women versus 40% of men. That's how they're getting the results. They go on out and ask the people who are going to give them the results they want. We know that some of the pollsters are out there over-polling Democrats, under-polling Republicans and independents. And meanwhile, the polls that are not connected with the corporate media continue to show Donald Trump with a landslide victory over Hillary Clinton. And so do our polls here at whatreallyhappened.com. And remember, the polls in the corporate media are not measuring public opinion. They're trying to manufacture it by going on out and saying, Hillary's winning, Hillary's winning, Hillary's winning, and hoping their viewers will all go and just follow Hillary into, you know, into the voting booth, as it were. Now, as you're probably aware, the Hillary Clinton campaign has a special pack called Correcting the Record. It's run by the same guy who absolutely destroyed Anita Hill in order to get Clarence Thomas onto the Supreme Court. They have a $1 million budget. And one of the things they do is they go on out and they visit all of the online comment sections to post pro-Hillary, anti-Trump tripe. And it's a huge, costly effort. And they're still being shouted down by Americans who are angry and enraged at the obviousness of all of this. And all of a sudden, there's been a new trend. Up until now, the media have been blocking certain commenters. Reuters will not let me comment on any of their stories. I'm specifically blocked. And about three or four, actually, it's up to six others. Now, because even with all the paid shills, they can't get the comments to go the way they want, they're starting to just shut the comment sections off. They'll have two or three comments that are pro-Hillary, and then they'll say comments are now closed for this story. Some are simply getting rid of the comment section entirely. The latest one to do that is NPR. Just dropping comments entirely. They want to go back to that wonderful world of the 1960s where they will tell you what to think, and you have no way to give any feedback or response to that. Certainly not where anybody else can see it. Now, the article coming out of Investment Watch blog, somebody has been keeping track of the attendance at the Hillary Clinton rallies and the Donald Trump rallies. We've seen the photos where Hillary has very few people showing up and Trump is selling out these sports arenas. And they did a tally and they basically confirmed attendance to Donald Trump rallies is 10 times the attendance to Hillary's rallies. And yet the corporate media is still insisting she's going to win the election in November. Probably because dead people can vote, but they can't show up at those rallies. Or Roger Corman will come over from Sci-Fi Channel and make another zombie movie here. So basically, more than 100,000 people have shown up for Trump events since the beginning of August. And Hillary has had less than 10,000 show up at her events since the first of the month. That's pretty telling right there. And it just underscores the degree to which the corporate media is trying to lie and spin and shove Hillary Clinton down your throat. Now, there is a growing scandal, yet another one, over at the Department of Injustice. And it has to do with the fact that the FBI had received complaints from banks about suspicious transactions involving the Clinton Foundation. They had put together a report. They had recommended the Department of Justice have an investigation, and the Department of Justice said no. Even some of their own lower-level lawyers were saying, there's something here. We've got to look at this. But Loretta Lynch said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, now Congress wants to investigate the Department of Justice and Loretta Lynch over this failure to move on what was clearly actionable evidence. So Loretta Lynch is going to be on the hot seat again over this. We're going to take a phone call. Dylan in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing? I found out something that's so simple and stupid, and it's been right there in front of us our whole lives, and we don't even know it. I was going through a couple days ago on DaVinci, and little behold, I started seeing words pop up, and it was like, look into the mirror. So that just led me to begin to develop my ability, I guess you could say. But I ended up reading the Codex, and that's pretty much just written backwards. I mean, if you read it like you would cursive writing, you could understand it clear as day. They just use it as like a P, a B, a D, and they're all the same. Like an X that loops, that's like an X. It's like
okay. What are we talking about here? I mean, this seems like something that would be more suited
to Jeff language, Rince. Man. It's the connection between all languages.
Where
it's the connection. It's in hieroglyphs. They're actually their bodies, the shape they're in, actually represent. It's like multiple. It's layered. You get it. So you can see an R. And then, like, the next cursor would be an I or something.
Okay, all right. Dylan, I think you called the wrong phone number. This is something that you would probably find an audience for over on Coast to Coast or at the Jeff Rince Show. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. Now then, back in the real world, Black Lives Matter likes to portray itself as a grassroots movement, a street uprising, if you will. It might change your opinion of who they are and what they are doing when you realize that they have been granted $100 million from various liberal foundations, including George Soros. This is a bought and paid for uprising, causing chaos, dividing blacks against white. Remember, that's how rulers control you, to keep you split up and fighting each other so you cannot unite together against your oppressors. And that's what Black Lives Matter is out there doing, trying to fan racism, hoping it will help Hillary's campaign. That's actually failing. They just had a poll out in Los Angeles. Support for Trump among blacks is going up. Support for Hillary is going down. And it's all about that trust issue. They don't believe that Hillary will do any of the things she says she's going to be doing. And that's a very valid opinion to be making. Now, we're going to be taking a commercial break here. When we come on back, more about this divide and conquer is starting to be foisted onto us. And we need to be alert that this is what's going on. We'll be right back.
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I know I got a caller waiting on the line, but I want to get through this series of stories. We're talking about how Black Lives Matter has been given $100 million from various liberal organizations, including Soros, to basically fan up black versus white. Remember how they reacted when people wanted to say all lives matter? No, only our lives matter. Your white lives don't matter at all. You've all got to go away. They're trying to fan up race hatred to keep us divided against each other. And it's not just race issues, because over in Great Britain, there is a lady writing in The Guardian, Julie Bindle, who came on out with an article saying all men are rapists and they should all be put in prison. And then after they're put in prison, they should be shot. Now, this is another case of recycling, because back during the 1990s, and remember who was president then, the militant feminist movement had the same idea. All men are rapists and that's all they are. They're trying to keep us split against each other. Black versus white. Women against men. Young against old. Christian against Muslim. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Please do not fall for it. Now, getting on back to the fact that FBI has been forced to turn over all of their Clinton email data to Judicial Watch, the FBI is now out there issuing a warning to members of Congress. Don't leak any of this stuff. The American people can't see this. It might prejudice them against Hillary. Well, yeah, if it's going to affect our perception of Hillary, we have a right to see it. Remember, all of that work product is a public record. That's why Hillary set up this private email server, to evade Freedom of Information Act requests. Now, obviously, in the case of classified information, that's going to be redacted. But if there is indications in there of more of the pay-to-play going on with the Clinton Foundation, we have a right to know it. We need to know it. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, divide and conquer, but not just here. You got George Soros with State Department in the Ukraine, dividing them up. In the Middle East, divide and conquer. In Europe with the Brexit, divide and conquer. So...
The Brexit isn't divide and conquer. The Brexit is basically taking a stand against the New World Order and globalism. But definitely bringing in the refugees is divide and conquer, to keep the people of Europe, you know, thrashing about with the refugees so they can't unite and say, let's kick out Brussels and go back to being our own separate nations.
This has created such a powder keg in the world, Mike. Hey, did you hear about the leader of Black Lives Matter living in a house that's paid for by George Soros in the suburbs?
Yeah, I heard that. He's got a really nice place. He doesn't even live in, you know, the inner city neighborhoods where he's out there doing his campaigning.
He's just a front puppet, though, you know, like he's not.
Of course,
he's
he is
just a figurehead like Obama. You know, I mean, he has no real powers. The power behind him.
Yeah, he's just a manufactured front group for this political agenda, and you know, we've seen so many of them throughout history.
One thing that's scary with Black Lives Matter is, I said this yesterday, if they're militarizing themselves by getting angry at nonsense because they're being played, but it's going to be scary if they become militarized with some kind of Islamic, like, you know, with the merging somehow of the Islamic...
could very, you know, well ISIS. Be, but I mean, no. the we know this is all being engineered, and very badly as well, because look at what happened in Milwaukee. A black cop shoots a black kid, and the Black Lives Matter people are rioting and going after white people. I mean, it's impossible to really get a linkage between the two, but it was just a triggering event. Yes, let's go. We need to kick up race hatred because Hillary will benefit from race hatred going on in the country, except that it's not getting the traction they were hoping.
But it's sad how, well, it's all orchestrated with the sister who come out and says don't burn down our shiest. Burn down their shiest, you know, like, and then CNN edits it later on, and she's calling for peaceful protest.
Yeah,
you know, it's like right there.
Okay, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, but I'm going to talk about that CNN edit after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I did want to comment. Apparently, CNN had this interview with the sister of the young man who was killed in Milwaukee. And she came out with a statement to the effect, you know, don't burn down our stuff, burn down the white people's stuff, or words to that effect. And CNN basically edited it to stop at don't burn down stuff, to make it look like she was calling for peace, which was not going on. Now, I understand a certain sense of social responsibility might want, lead CNN to say, we don't want to air that part about calling for violence against other people. And the appropriate thing to do would be to simply not use the segment at all. And it's very revealing that the first idea that occurred to CNN was to fraudulently edit the segment rather than simply delete it. And I think that's definitely an interesting factor. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. I wanted to talk about the speech that Trump gave yesterday in Milwaukee with the black, and then Hillary's going with the Black Lives Matter. What really is perplexing to me, Michael, is these blacks keep voting for the Democrats. They ruined the city of Detroit. It used to be the richest city in the United States. But and I'm not blaming all the blacks, because there was a great wave of blacks who lived in Detroit in the 40s that actually were very prosperous. But then when they brought the southern blacks in there, they destroyed the places. I saw a documentary about that.
Wait a minute. Hold it right there. Okay, Detroit's woes go back to the loss of the automobile industry. And while I don't agree with Michael Moore on a lot of things that he says, his first documentary, Roger and Me, really laid out the beginning of what sadly came to be a major trend of sending all of these automakers off to other countries. And it was a slap in the face of the Detroit workers. That after so much tax money was given to the auto companies to keep them afloat after 2008, they promptly shut down even more factories in the U.S., and they started building factories down in Mexico, where they can't even find enough workers to keep those things running. So the fact is that these people got trapped in this economic black hole. And that's not of their own failing, and it's got nothing to do with their ethnic makeup, and it's got nothing to do with people coming up from the South. What is exacerbating
Michael,
the situation?
Michael, hold on a minute.
You listen to me. What's exacerbating the situation are the people who are trying to take advantage of this situation by going around and telling the black population that government is handing out lots and lots of free stuff, but they're giving it mostly to the white people. And that's just absolutely not true. Government is taking from everybody right now. And they're creating
Can I say something now?
Real quick.
Michael, 25%, if Donald Trump were to get 25% of the black Afro-American community to vote for him, he would win this election in a landslide. However, that's not going to happen. You know it and I know it. We all well know it. He'll be lucky if he maybe breaks 12 to 15%. He would need 25% to win this election.
We're going to let you go, Tom. Trump is already over 14% of the black vote in that poll we were just talking about out in Los Angeles. And again, we're not dealing with a race issue here. Hillary's people want you to think this is all about race. Little note to the control room here. No, this is not about race. This is about an economy that was turned into a machine to plunder everybody in this country, to loot us all, whether we are white, black, male, female, gay, straight. It doesn't matter. From the point of view of a plunderer, we are all the same. We're a bunch of walking wallets, and their purpose is to get into our wallets, and that's it. And they don't care who we are or what we believe beyond that. But this effort to fan up racial tension is part of the Hillary campaign. And I'm hoping people are not going to fall for it, and to judge by that poll that was out there in Los Angeles, they're starting to wake up. We know that some of the leadership of Black Lives Matter have now openly said, we're not going to be involved with Hillary because we cannot trust her to keep the promises she's making to us. And that is something that is also true. And it doesn't matter if you're black or white, peach, taupe, mauve, plaid. So I'm going to tell you right now, anybody calling into this show trying to say that this is all the fault of the black people or the white people or the green people or the blue people, you're going to get hung up on and you're going to go on the ban list. I hope I make myself clear here. Now, let's turn over to the war zones. And we are seeing that China, Russia, and Iran are now supporting Syria in Syria's efforts to kick out these U.S.-backed terror groups that have been trying to bring about regime change for all these years and have brought much destruction and misery to the Syrian people who did not deserve it. Iraq is now going to allow Russia access to their airspace to carry out missions in Syria, aligning with Iran on that one. Now, another article coming out of Russia today, more confirmation. U.S. forces are giving ISIS fighters safe passage out of the city of Manbij. They're out there protecting them. Another article coming out of 21st Century Wire. More proof U.S. and NATO-backed rebels are not fighting ISIS. They are still engaged in this agenda to bring down Bashar al-Assad in order that the U.S. can replace him with an obedient puppet. And everybody knows what's going on. Now, Seymour Hersh, very respected name. He's broken a lot of very important stories over the years, and he just broke another one. Basically, going from the fact that all of the sarin gas attacks that were blamed on Bashar al-Assad were carried out by the rebels, and then following the trail of the chemicals themselves, it tracks back to the United States of America, and Seymour Hersh is saying Hillary Clinton herself, as Secretary of State, approved sending Libya's sarin gas to Syrian rebels to use on the Syrian people to try and frame Bashar al-Assad for it. It was a huge operation. And it's a war crime. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Rich in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I think I can help you out a little bit with your history on Detroit, since Michael Moore, not only does he not live in Detroit, he doesn't even live where he hasn't even lived where he claimed that he lived, which was Flint, which was 80 miles away. Dustin's exactly correct. You should thank him for that. What originated Detroit's problems is someone who's been there 60 years, like myself, former police officer, me, my brother, my brother-in-law, and my cousin, were the 67 riots, and those were not caused by anybody but the one group that you say you don't want to blame any one group, but there was only one group that caused that riot in 67 because I was there.
All right, well, thank you for the update and the information here, and we're going to switch over to Charles in Philadelphia. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Charles. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. My name's Charles Strange. I'm the Gold Star father of Michael Strange.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I know the name.
Yeah, Michael was killed with 38 Americans and 38 men and 30 Americans, probably 2011, and the biggest loss of life in the Iraq and Afghan war, and the biggest loss of life in the history of America, 22 men from DevGru, 94 days after the Bin Laden raid. Larry Klayman's been helping us try to get some answers, and I'm just calling in, and I heard you're really good to... I'm having trouble getting you on my computer here, and I just wanted to call in and... if you've heard anything about the setup, it was definitely a setup. I got information. I got paperwork. I give them to Larry. I've been to Washington 30 times. The biggest loss of life, and nobody hears about it. Extortion 17, August 6, 2011. So it was definitely a setup. I got the paperwork. I was wondering, maybe offline or something like that, if you gave me your email, I'll send you some of the 1,300 pages.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the email for the website is WRH, that's Whiskey Romeo Hotel, at whatreallyhappened.com, and I would be interested in seeing it. There's been a lot of deception and cover-up and fraud about all of these wars. They're not being fought for the purposes we're told they're being fought for. You have my sympathy for the loss of your son and my respect for the fact that you're trying to do something about it. And I'm glad Larry Klayman's involved because he's a real straight shooter. And if there is something to be found there, Larry's the guy who's going to dig it out.
Thank you so much. We just served Karzai, trying to hold Karzai. He announced right after my son got killed, SEAL Team 6 was just killed. I mean, the Taliban was bragging over the internet a half hour after my son was killed. We just killed SEAL Team 6. How did they know?
It was
set up.
Well, SEAL Team 6, yeah, that whole issue. First of all, we know that wasn't really Osama bin Laden at Abbottabad. They whoever it was, they dumped him in the ocean so there couldn't be an identification. And what really blew the cover off that was these very hastily produced fake photos of the dead bin Laden that they flooded all over the internet. And we confirmed these were the same ones that were being shown to people in Washington, D.C., and they were all terrible, terrible frauds and fakes. And we just absolutely tore that apart. So, yeah, there's definitely something there that needs to be looked at.
Right. My son was, they told me, was the third guy in the door there. And then when he came home after that in June 2011, he grabbed me by the bicep. And he said, "Dad, you wouldn't believe what's going on in this country." I said, "What's going on, Michael?" And he said, you wouldn't believe it. And he also grabbed me by the arm, and he told me about a will he had. He never did that. So he was with Six for 4 years, the Gold Squad, and, you know, and then 93 days after the Bin Laden raid, all these guys get killed. Who made the plan? Who set them up? Who put them all in a school bus, you know? And it came out in national news that it was a rescue mission for the Rangers. And then 3 days later, they said they were after Quarry Tahir, a high-level mark. And I talked to guys, and they said, "Quarry Tahir is like a street-level drug dealer. He ain't nobody."
Yes.
And, you know, it goes on and on. And I'll send you an email and show you some of the pages, some of the 1,300 pages. My wife learned how to download this disc. After it happened, October 2011, we were in Dam Neck, Virginia. General Colt, who did the investigation, who also got promoted, just like the Pat Tillman story. This guy gets promoted, Jeffrey Colt. And I was asking questions. You know, I said, "What happened to the black box, which is really orange?" He said, "Oh, it got blown away by a flash flood." Now, you can Google and see there was no flash flood.
Yes.
And I asked for an after-action report. They said, It's in the book. And then I get home and I open up this book. There's no ink. There's no toner in the book. It's blank. And there was a disc. And I heard from other parents that were going to answer this disc back. But you put the disc in and 100 little black boxes pop up. And I can't figure it out. My wife figures out how to download it, and we get 1,364 pages. And it's all the quotes, all the Taliban were under the trees, 50 Taliban under the trees, there's guys up on the roof. One guy says, General Colt asked the one guy about the eye in the sky, and he said they all had a glitch in them. Another guy says, "We've never seen a mission like this." You know, there's so many questions. I'll show you some of the stuff. And also after that, we also won the first case in the history of America against the NSA. That was me with Larry, November 17, 2012, with Judge Leon. And then we won again with claiming in front of three judges in a superior court in Washington, D.C. They took my phone and went in my computer.
Yeah.
We've won three cases against the NSA, and they still tap my phone and go into my computer.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a slap in the face. I mean, as a parent, you have made the ultimate sacrifice for the nation, and you're treated like a criminal. And that to me is terribly insulting. It's certainly unjust, and it's another sign of a corrupted system that is trying to protect itself from the consequences of the corruption. So, again, I sympathize with your loss. I was never lucky enough to have children. So I'm not going to sit here and say, "I understand what you're feeling." No, I don't. I couldn't possibly understand what you've gone through. But I admire the way that you've taken the pain of your loss and you're turning it into a constructive purpose. And there is so much that these war hawks have got to answer for from the last 13 years. And there really does need to be a war crimes trial. And there does need to be some justice for those who are the authors of all this death and suffering that's out there.
Absolutely. You know, after my son died, August 6, 2011, David Petraeus left 10 days afterwards, became the head of the CIA. 10 days afterwards, Admiral Mullen left. The list goes on. 12 of them left that month, August 2011. Where's that paperwork at? how come all these guys have backgrounds in financing? You know what I mean? I looked into this very deep. I miss my son every day. I get upset every day. I get angry every day. You know, it's a piece of my heart missing. And the only thing that helps me, I did start a foundation center, MichaelStrangeFoundation.org, where we bring the parents in for a weekend with paid grief counselors. If your listeners could check that out. We have T-shirts, if you don't mind me saying. We have some T-shirts. And you see videos of all the moms and dads we bring in. And you should hear the stories of some of
these
parents.
Can you give me that URL again? We're about to hit a commercial break, and I'm going to have to let you go, but I want to get the website. What was that again?
MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. We have T-shirts and PayPal to help these Gold Star families. And, Mike, I'll send you some emails tonight with some of the pages. And can't thank you enough for your support.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'm going to link to MichaelStrangeFoundation.org from WhatReallyHappened.com. And hopefully we're going to drive some traffic your way. And I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but it's the commercial break and we're going to let you go. Good luck and, you know, keep going. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back after these few words.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes. I am confused. All this racism in America or ginning up, it seems to be used as a political football. There is no such thing even remotely approaching that down on this little island where I live now. Mm-hmm. It just confuses me. And the fact that South Carolina was populated mainly by people emigrating from this little island in the early days as they were freed from slavery. So it just confuses me. I can't see. But it's used for political gain by both parties.
Yes.
You know, they gin up this trouble for what? I mean, it's self-defeating eventually.
Eventually, but you need to understand, most people who are into politics, they just want things to be good for them during their term in office, and after they leave office, hey, it's all somebody else's problem. And that's been one of the real issues that we're dealing with, is that all of our leaders are thinking in terms of 2, 4, 8 years at most. And after that, anything they're doing today, if it's going to cause a problem down the road, they don't care about it. Look back in 1913 when they set up the Federal Reserve. The people who created it knew that somewhere down the road it was going to destroy the nation, but it was going to be after they were all dead and gone, after their lifetimes of wealth and power and privilege and comfort, and they didn't care.
Unfortunately, this is common in most government short-termism. But anyway, I'm looking now. I want to make mention of this nonsense that's going on in Syria and Iraq, because this new alliance between China, Iran, and apparently Iraq,
yes,
and Russia, is a big game changer. And according to what I've been reading in from various news outlets, the amount of air, well, literally bombing, and the air campaign has literally doubled overnight since these new bases.
Now that they've got the backfires there, and they don't have to fly all the way from Russia, I mean, I almost feel sorry for the people on the receiving end of that, almost but not quite. I mean, they took their paychecks to be there, and this is one of the risks they had to accept.
Well, I mean, now, of course, being so close, they can carry a full bomb load. They don't need to just load it up with lots of fuel to get the range. So that will make a big difference as well. But apparently, now they've moved into Iran. Of course, they're going to have the S-400, S-300, whatever, air defense missiles to cover those bases.
Yeah, it's changing dramatically. Anyway, John, sorry to let you go. We got to do a station identification break. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.